Module 12, Managing Traumatic Injuries. The goals of Module 12 are to understand the basics of wound care in turtles, to be able to apply a bandage to a turtle wound, and to know how specific injuries relate to formulation of a treatment plan. Wound care. Flushing and application of antimicrobial ointment. Wounds should be flushed with sterile saline before application of an antimicrobial ointment. Be extra careful when flushing a wound that leads directly into the coelom in order to avoid introducing excess moisture into the coelom. Okay. 1. Triple antibiotic ointment, or TAO, is used on flesh wounds, not on the face. 2. Ocular TAO. If the patient's wound is found near the eye, aka on the face, ocular TAO should be used to protect the eyes. 3. Silver sulfadiazine cream, or SSD. Broad spectrum, active in the face of organic debris, and not readily susceptible to bacterial resistance. These characteristics make it the best ointment to be placed on shell fractures. Please remember that only a thin layer of SSD is required in these cases. 4. Vetrisin spray. Used to flush, clean, moisturize, and help prevent potential infection in wounds, cuts, and abrasions. Bandaging. Honey or sugar bandage. To apply, flush the wound with saline. Apply granulated sugar to the wound or generously spread the honey over the gauze you intend to use. Moisten one 2x2 gauze square and place it on the wound. Cover it with 1 to 2 gauze squares. Wrap it with vet wrap plus or minus tape. The bandage should be changed either every day or every other day. If you notice the growth of mold on the honey or sugar, please flush the wound thoroughly and discontinue the bandage. Purpose. The acidity of the honey or sugar bandage increases the release of oxygen from hemoglobin, which promotes healing and makes the wound less favorable for the activity of destructive proteases. The high osmolarity draws fluid out of the wound and thus aids the flow of lymph through the wound. Manuka honey contains methylglyoxal, which inhibits bacterial growth. Wet to dry bandages. To apply, flush the wound with saline. Moisten 2 gauze squares with sterile saline and place it on the wound. Cover the moist gauze with several layers of dry gauze, a Telfa pad, or other absorbent bandages. Use vet wrap plus or minus waterproof tape to cover it. Purpose: wet to dry bandages assist debridement by liquefying coagulum and absorbing necrotic debris while leaving viable tissue intact. The principle of a wet saline bandage is that as the sponge is dry, wick action pulls debris and exudates into the sponge and away from the wound. Features of a wet to dry bandage are that 1. Antimicrobials can be used in the wetting solution. 2. A physiologic environment can be maintained. 3. Comfort is maintained. And 4. Exudate is removed. However, bacteria may flourish in a moist environment and tissue maceration may occur. Most importantly, debridement is non-selective. Normal healing tissue is damaged and dressing removal is often painful. Maintenance. Change the bandage daily or more often if strikethrough occurs or if the wound is heavily infected. To decrease the comfort associated with the removal of the primary layers of the bandage, the dried gauze sponges, moisten the sponges with saline and lift them from the wound. However, some efficacy of mechanical debridement will be lost. Removal of the primary bandage layer may cause bleeding or oozing. A non-adherent bandage is generally indicated after 3 to 5 days of wet-to-dry bandaging. Considerations for common injuries in turtles. Shell fractures. As shell fractures can compromise the protective barrier that turtles have, it is important to ensure that they are fully healed prior to release or removal of stabilizers. If the membrane underneath a shell fracture is intact, over time it will calcify with proper healing and become as strong as the shell was. The shell will not generate completely to look as it did before the injury. Portions of fractures that are completely separated from the rest of the shell may lack the blood supply needed to heal. This can cause them to become necrotic and fall off. This can be an important prognostic indicator. Bridge and plastron fractures are extremely difficult to stabilize. However, turtles can typically heal from them without intervention. If the shell is compromised enough that a turtle will not be able to box for protection, they would be considered non-releasable. Amputations. Turtles can survive successfully in the wild with three legs, but if they have bilateral injuries compromising their cranial or caudal limbs, they would be considered non-releasable. Amputations are indicated in the case of open or necrotic wounds, or if a fracture is highly comminuted and cannot be stabilized. Otherwise, limbs can be saved with splints and occasionally fixations. Reptile skin should be sutured with a horizontal mattress pattern to oppose the dermis and promote healing beneath the level of the scales. Post-amputation, triple antibiotic ointment can be applied to the incision site, and a bandage should be applied for at least 24 hours after the surgery to promote coagulation. Turtles should be dry docked for at least 2 weeks post-amputation, and sutures should be removed in 4 to 6 weeks. Ectoparasites. For maggots, the treatment is to crush Capstar into a powder and mix with saline, roughly one capsule in 20 milliliters of fluid, and flush the maggots. Manual removal may also be necessary. Be sure to monitor for recurrence of maggots. Leeches. The turtle can be soaked in a salt water solution, or salt can be applied directly to the leeches to facilitate removal. Celomic breach. If a wound or shell fracture is severe enough, the celomic cavity and correlating viscera may be exposed. Antibiotic therapy is always indicated with celomic breaches. It is important to keep the breach dry and clean with proper topical ointment, triple antibiotic or SSD, and keeping the turtle dry docked. Anytime a turtle is dry docked, fluid therapy is indicated. Proper debridement will aid in the healing of healthy tissue. Please see the website for the relevant videos and additional resources associated with this module. Key concepts for Module 12 are: wounds should be protected by keeping them clean and using antimicrobial ointments. Choice of bandage should be informed by the type of wound and the risk of contamination. Shell will not regrow, but the damaged area will harden over time. The presence of a celomic breach necessitates antibiotics. This is the end of Module 12.